Yes, indeed. You are very welcome to this, the very first Metal Ireland podcast. The date is Friday, the 2nd of September. The weather in Dublin is cloudy and unpleasant. My name is Lorcan Archer, and I'll be doing my best to bring you the best in underground and overground metal from Ireland and beyond for the next 45 minutes or so. So over the course of the podcast and the coming podcasts, we're going to be hoping to cast an eye over the Irish metal scene in general, taking in the best gigs and festivals that are fast approaching all over the country. Even though summer now is pretty much over, we need to keep an eye out, and it seems like things are just as busy, regardless of what time of year it is. We'll also be keeping a close eye on those bastions of good sense that are the Metal Ireland discussion forums, so never fear, forum dwellers, we will be keeping a close eye on the goings-on there. So, without further ado, I'm going to kick into some of the latest music that's being released in the scene at large. Revolution of a Sun are pretty much an institution and have been in Cork for many, many years. They have, at long last, released their very first album, simply entitled Hell, and it's about as angry and nasty as you could hope to expect from the band. This song is called Fugitive, and it's Revolution of a Sun.
Ah!
Yeah, that was Castle of Vomiting Owls by I'll Eat Your Face, another band who've just released a brand new album. And before that, again, we had Revolution of a Sun with Fugitive from their new album, Hell. I'll Eat Your Face have just put out their second release, and it's entitled Hot Brains Terror. Now, I'm going to cast my eye around the Metal Ireland discussion forum right now, and I can't help but notice that that age-old debate of remastering old releases has reared its head again. Except it's not really a debate in this case. It seems like everybody is shouting that that's absolutely class, seminal 1993 release, Individual Top Artist, doesn't need to be remastered and repackaged again. Of course, that's exactly what's happened to it, with a release date in mid-October planned for the remastered version. I think it was the whole-scale remastering of Megadeth's back catalogue with horrific clinical results a few years ago that really underlined how dicey remastering old classics can be. And as such, I would be very cagey about picking this one up. But that said, I suppose if you haven't had a chance to ever pick up that album, now's as good a time as any. It is an absolute classic. And there's no doubt that it's essential, because it really does represent what Debt were at that particular time, shifting from that kind of old gory death metal sound on, you know, scream bloody gore to something a lot more crafted and ambitious sounding. I'm going to take a track from the original Individual Top Patterns now, which I'm sure you'll agree sounds pretty good as it is. It's Trapped in a Corner. We'll be right back. Turn of the Warlords indeed. That was Fast Taker from the one and only Manowar, who, in case you've been living under a rock for the past few weeks, are planning to return to Ireland with shows both in Dublin and Belfast in November. And you know, when it comes down to it, right down to the wire, there's nowhere you want to be other than smack bang in either the Academy in Dublin or Mandela Hall in Belfast, at least just to witness the madness that the band are no doubt going to be bringing with them. There is plenty of debate going on the Metal Ireland discussion forums about the price the band are charging for tickets, in particular those advanced tickets. But as of today, I see normal tickets have gone on sale, and Ticketmaster.ie are retailing them for €57.75. Now, I think the simplest thing to do really in this is just to assess yourself. Are you willing, and can you spend that much on the band? A band that, you know, have not played in Ireland for donkey's years at this stage, and just make that decision yourself, because I think people seem to be deciding, oh, I'm going to make the stand, will I pay that amount for the man? You either will or you won't, I think. And either way, I'd say it's going to be pretty damn full myself. But everybody has an opinion on this show. It's really going to be a really special gig, I think. I'd imagine it'll sell out personally, but that seems to be the general sentiment on the forum, but it can be so hard to tell. Now, speaking of venues being packed out, I'd imagine the Pint venue in Dublin this weekend will be completely boned as the inaugural Filth Fest takes place over Saturday and Sunday. It's headlined by UK crust legends Doom and Singapore's Wormrot, playing Saturday and Sunday night respectively, and they're backed up by a raft of Irish bands, all of them seemingly pretty damn good. And it's going to be quite a weekend with vegan barbecues and the whole shebang going on. Now, everybody would think I'm going to play Police Bastard when they think I'm going to play a Doom song. No, I'm not. I'm going to veer away from that and head towards the mid-90s, towards the band's Rush Hour of the Gods release. This is a track from that. It's called Subvertise.
I should have known you'd turn out to be an anarchist. You know, in my day, people were proud to wear uniforms to fight for their country.
Nasty little passage of riffs you heard there was Lost Swines by Wormrot, and before that was Doom with Subvertise, both playing this weekend's Filth Fest in the Pint in Dublin, Saturday and Sunday. On the subject of live music in the country, this weekend is really a bumper one if you're into metal. Belgium's Terrorizaz, who perhaps you remember from the Full Metal Racket Festival a couple of years back now in Belfast, are in the midst of touring the country, and they were in the Cruiskeen Lawn in Cork last night. They're going to be in Fibbers tonight, that's Friday, in Dublin, and then they're heading up to Belfast on Saturday the 9th, and they will be performing up there. Interestingly enough, I see they are performing there with Sorrowfall, a young Irish band who had much expectations attached and associated with them several years ago, and who I was pretty sure had broken up. So interesting developments there. Be interesting to see if Sorrowfall get back on the gigging trail and have another crack at it. Next weekend is also extremely active one in the Dublin area in particular, with the third installment of Dublin Doom Day having arrived. Things kick off on Thursday the 7th when Into the Void Records of Whitefire Price are hosting Pat Walker, that man of warning fame and the man responsible for thousands of doom metalers crying into their tea. He'll be performing a solo set in the basement of the record shop. Now, unfortunately, tickets for that event have long since been snapped up. But the following night, Friday, we have the Dublin Doom Day warm-up gig itself in the Pint in Dublin, which is headlined by none other than the mighty Hell, those reformed New Wave of British Heavy Metal legends. I can't wait to see what Hell are like, to be honest, out of morbid curiosity more than anything else. They seem to have really given it a proper reboot, with a new singer who really knows the stuff. I think it's going to be extremely theatrical and extremely enjoyable down there. Hell are backed up on the night by Hooded Priest from the Netherlands, Hands of Orlok and Focus Indulgence from Italy, as well as a big bunch of Irish bands, only two Irish bands, to be honest with you, Dublin's Wizards of Firetop Mountain, who are essential and rocking, and Weed Priest, who are playing their first ever gig in Dublin. The following day, things kick off at 2 o'clock in the same venue. The Doom Day itself is headlined by French airy fairy specialists Alcest, who, along with Isol, Erebaltor, Atlantean Codex, Ireland's own Male Morga, Autumnal, a bunch of other bands as well, are going to bring the Pint absolutely shaking down to its foundations, I'd say. Dublin Doom Day, for the past few years, has been immense crack, and I would really recommend you head down if you have at all the ability. Also, next weekend, Death Metalers Zombified are hitting Dublin on the 7th, Cork on the 8th, and Belfast on the 10th, and they're wrapping up on the 11th in Portrush. They're doing all those dates with Cancerous Womb, lovely, from the UK, and also with Gutwrench and Adamas, who are Italian, I believe. So, snapping back to Dublin Doom Day, one of the bands performing will be none other than Erebaltor, a band who certainly have gained great inspiration from Hammerheart era Battery, which is no bad thing in anyone's book. This is the title track from their first album, By Honor. Music there from the Reunited Hell with Let Battle Commence from their recently released reunion album entitled Human Remains. Human Remains was actually the album of the month on Metal Ireland, I think 2 months ago. Before that, again, we had Erebor Altor with By Honor from the album of the same name. Two really nice cuts, I reckon, and they're both going to go down great at the warm-up for the Dublin Doom Day next Friday and the actual Dublin Doom Day next Saturday. Really going to be a good weekend. That about wraps it up for the Metal Iron podcast this week, I think. Our very first one. Hooray! Thank you for listening in. We'll be back in about 2 weeks' time. We're still ironing out the sort of forms that we think that the podcast will actually take, but we're hoping we'll incorporate interesting aspects such as competitions, pretty comprehensive gig guide, hopefully, roundtable debates, and a whole lot more, including, hopefully, the possibility for different presenters, so you won't just be listening to me droning away for 45 minutes to an hour every week. So that's all in store. I leave you with a track from none other than Primordial, who will be performing on the 24th of this month in the Academy in Dublin with none other than Disaster from Germany, and the Reunited Solstice as well, making their way over from Yorkshire for a really, really, really strong lineup, I think. It'll be great to see Solstice as well, singing with Mr. Kearns, an Irishman, and I think a very able singer for that particular band. Promises to be a very, very good gig indeed. So, until next time, I'm Lorcan Archer. Thank you for listening, and this was the Metal Ireland podcast.